If you deliberately plan to be less than you are capable of being, then I warn you that you'll be deeply unhappy for the rest of your life. You will be evading your own capacities, your own possibilities. This is Dave Fleming, senior leader at Aldea Spiritual Community. We've come to the fourth segment of Know Thyself, the journey of self-discovery. And we opened with the powerful words of Abraham Maslow, beyond the farther reach of human nature. If you plan to deliberately be less than you are capable of being, then I warn you, you'll be deeply unhappy for the rest of your life. Abraham Maslow, toward the end of his life, began to see that there was something beyond self-actualization, self-transcendence, going beyond the current self, and also going beyond self to create the good society. He wrote late in his life, the great lesson from true mystics, from Zen monks, and now also from humanistic and transpersonal psychologists, is that the sacred is in the ordinary. The sacred is in the ordinary. And then from A New Politics based on human psychology, he wrote, it is therefore vital to emphasize that a democratic society is rooted in a set of feelings toward other people, feelings like compassion and respect. Be a transcender. That's where we conclude our four segment series, Know Thyself. In the first segment, we looked at the idea that the self is constructed. And so to know myself is first to know that there are numerous selves that pop up and in and out of my life at different times. And there are better and lesser versions of myself. We looked at one particular element in week two of ourselves, our ego, and how our ego is always looking to find control, is always looking to assert control in ambiguity, and how it's not about eliminating the ego, but actually using the ego as a signal, as an early warning sign, if you will, that something needs to change. In week three, we said that if we want to know ourselves, we have to get curious about ourselves. And we do this by looking at our life almost as if it were a fiction, as James Hillman, the great 20th century psychologist, counseled us to do. Get curious about your story, about the scenes of your life, about the scripts, about the overarching themes, about the characters. What do they teach me about me? How do they help me self-actualize? How do they help me become a more transformed person? And now we come to Abraham Maslow in week four. Just a giant of a psychologist, philosopher, thinker, who at the end of his life came to the realization that transcendence, going beyond, having what he called peak and plateau experiences, peak experiences where we are immediately transported beyond, into wonder, into beauty, into mystery, and how this evokes out of us a certain kind of being. And plateau experiences, where we reach a certain place where those peak experiences are no longer necessary, but for some who have transcended, they simply live those peak experiences values in everyday life. Transcend yourself, go beyond your current self, and go beyond yourself completely to serve the world around you. Be a transcender. Be a transcender. Go beyond. There's a process that helps us practice transcendence. A process that helps us, if you will, transport ourselves from self-actualization to self-transcendence. The first piece of this process is to observe the moment that you're in, and any moment that might include the temptation to be less than. You know those moments, right? I've had several of them this week where I've been tempted to poor responses, or to give in to fear, or to give in to anxiety, to be less than I could be personally, but also then to shrink back from my ability to serve those around me. When you're in any given moment, first observe it and see if the temptation is lurking nearby to be less than, to take what I'm going to call the petty way. And then if you can observe that temptation, then stop in that moment and insert a reflection. Contemplate and imagine what you want instead. Instead of succumbing to the temptation of the petty way, what do I want in this moment? How can I go beyond the petty way, the small way, into a way that demonstrates a transcendence and a transformation? And that then leads me to drawing upon the values I hold dearly that are my more aspirational values. The way I want to live when I'm at myself, my best self, when I'm at that peak experience, when things are, quote, in the flow. Maslow himself developed what he called a set of be values or being values. And he said that these values were demonstrations of transcendence, wholeness, perfection, meaning a rightness, a just-so-ness, an inevitability, justice, then completion, aliveness. I love that one. The ability, he said, to self-regulate and have spontaneity. Or he said about aliveness, a non-deadness. And we know what that feels like. Richness, simplicity, beauty, goodness, uniqueness, effortlessness, playfulness, truth, and self-sufficiency. You can see the whole list of B values in this particular segment's reflective guide, just above where you're listening to this podcast on our website. So, when I'm in that moment where I'm tempted to the petty way, but instead I stop and I imagine, what is that higher response? I draw upon one of those values, and you might want to look at those being values and see how they might be more intentionally inserted into moments in your week ahead. And then act in line with those higher values. So there's a simple yet very profound process here. Observing the temptation to be less than, to take the petty way. And then instead, when I realize that temptation is present, I pause and I reflect. I imagine drawing a higher value in that moment, like one of Maslow's being values. And then I act in line with that. I act in line with my higher aspirations. And in doing so, I transcend myself, meaning a better version of me appears. But I also truly go beyond myself to become what is needed for those around me. Can you see how living the B values could make a difference in your life? How being aware of the temptation to take the petty way can be replaced by a choice, a deliberate choice. Once we are feeling secure and certain basic needs are met, as Maslow said, we can begin to move upward to self-actualization, to really becoming a better version of myself. But then I can go beyond that into a place of transcending what I thought was possible, both for myself and for those around me. What does it mean for you to transcend yourself? What does it mean for you to transcend yourself? Now, here's the real power. The real power of this is that what Maslow and so many other thinkers and philosophers, spiritual guides through the centuries have realized, that transcendence is at its apex when it's lived in ordinary, everyday situations. These peak experiences that Maslow and then others after him worked on, we call them flow experiences, where we are truly at our very best and so lost in the moment of what we're doing that in a sense we are lost to ourselves in it. These peak experiences, Maslow said, bring out the B values, but there is another kind of experience, what he called a plateau experience. And that plateau experience is being in the flow in everyday action, in ordinary action, that the extraordinary and the ordinary merge, and I simply become a better version of myself in every moment, in the next moment, and the next moment, and the next moment, and I live the B values in a very ordinary but extraordinary way. Bryant McGill put it this way: the path to transcendence is unrecognized by many because it appears ordinary. But extraordinary it is because of the process to get to it. The lifelong process of moving from those basic needs to feeling secure, to self-actualizing, confidence in self, but then the ability to go beyond self and the ability then to transcend, to go beyond and to give beyond to those around me. Now that is a powerful way to live life. I'd encourage you to think about this week what it means for you to go beyond, what it means for you to transform and transcend in your everyday life. To take those moments we've relished as peak experiences, and find the values in them that you long to express in everyday life, and then express them. And be transcendent in the ordinary. Abraham Maslow, near the end of his life, said, "Perhaps human nature has been sold short. Perhaps we have sold short the capability of being a human. Go beyond. Transcend. Transcend to better versions of yourself and beyond yourself, where together we can create a better society, a better place to thrive and to live." This is Dave Fleming at Aldea Spiritual Community.